Crit Bits, Auto Peep with Anand Swaminathan and Haney Malamut.
This was kind of, honestly, I had to think about how it was going on, like what it did. And because I'm not an RT, you know, we really don't deal with a lot of the respiratory issues. And we're lucky in that sense because we do have great RTs over there. But I would really like to learn more about PEEP and what's going on. And to be honest, the only thing that I can really see is the signs and symptoms of if our patient's in distress and just knowing how to fix the underlying problems of it.
Yeah, I think that it was actually a really good review. And I think one of the things that we can take is exactly that, is that as we start to recognize that there's a problem, right, that we're overinflating these lungs, and I think that we all learn that, right, the ER one is that the hemodynamic instability, right? That's one of the things that you look for when you're trying to solve the problem with your ventilator, right? That you've got the increased pressure and the decreased venous return, and then that your cardiac output fails and now your blood pressure starts to crash. Like, we all learn that kind of thing. But really, what do you do about it? And it's making sure, yes, that the nebulizers are going if that's part of the problem, making sure your patient, the pain is controlled, the sedation is appropriate, really checking the settings on your vent to make sure they are appropriate. Not that I'm the one changing those vent settings, even though I agree with you. I would love to know more. And I think like once a year, we make our RTs teach us things and we're all super fascinated and enthralled and we want to start trying it. And then we don't practice it.
Right.
Right. Because we have brilliant RTs and we're very busy. Whereas we could probably go to one of the rural medicine counties and those nurses are probably experts.
And intubating everybody.
Right. Well, because they do it and exactly. We don't. But I actually did go online and I'm going to have our RTs give me a little tutorial. I did go online and start looking at the waveforms to see if I could recognize when it doesn't go back to baseline, right? You're not able to expel enough of the air and you're air trapping, right? And so if it doesn't go back, the little tracing doesn't go back to baseline, it gives you a clue like, okay, this maybe even before there's other symptoms. So I think that's go online, take a look at those pictures and see if you can just start quizzing yourself and then talk to your RT. And again, I know ours are always super happy when we ask those questions. And so
And practice it too, because if you don't practice it and you don't use it and you don't see it, just like 12 EDKGs, I've learned it once. I've kind of looked at some EKGs and looked at it. And if you don't do it often enough, you forget and you totally don't remember anything. So practice it.